Whipping Post by the Allman Brothers. Absolutely amazing classic song in all respects. I tell a lot of my guitar playing friends that if you can play the Whipping Post, you can go out and play just about any classic rock song out there. An amazing classic rock tune all the way around.
And the band, too, is revolutionary.
Oh, Greg Allman singing, two drummers, Dickie Betts, all the guitarists, and up until just several years ago, still trying to plug away and make music happen. Just a powerful tune. I call it the ultimate breakup song if you listen to it.
Bob Davis, our guest DJ this morning, Radio Fantasy Camp. So you play a bit of guitar yourself, though.
I do. I've been playing for a number of years, you know, garage bands and so on and so forth, but, you know, a lot of my chops have gone away, but I must say, Charlie, that my air guitar is on point.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
This is Sacramento's classic rock. I'm your guest host, Bob Davis, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp.
Standing in the rain.
Well, there it was, Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird.
Freebird!
Woohoo! Amazing song. As you can tell, I just love classic country rock. And the song beforehand, Jukebox Hero by Foreigner, one of my favorites as a young man with dreams of making it big, playing guitar, closing my eyes, thinking I'm on the big stage with 30,000 people, my heart racing and beating, and then the lights come on and I'm strumming that guitar. That song was just an anthem for me growing up.
Bob Davis, our guest DJ today, Radio Fantasy Camp. Your next song is from Boston. What does that make you think of?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I grew up in the Bay Area before moving up to El Dorado Hills, and I remember that song uniquely, me driving from San Jose over Highway 17 to Santa Cruz with both of my windows down on my old 67 Firebird and cranking and singing to the top of my voice, More Than a Feeling. Tom Schultz is an awesome guitar player as well. That was, in my opinion, one of the best rock bands of all time.
Y&T.
Forever. This band had such an influence on me as a young man in high school. I went to a place called the Great America's Amusement Park, and I just started getting into music, and they were playing on a summer concert series there. And typical me, I'm running up to the front to hear this band called Y&T, and I think I had maybe like a Rescue Me on the radio beforehand. And out comes this band, and here's this guy named Dave Medichetti stepping up in the front with this amazing sunburst 65 custom Les Paul, and him belting out the songs that day, that band just face melted me. I was impacted forever, and ever since then, I've just been a huge Y&T Dave Medichetti fan. I've now seen him over 20 times. I've stopped counting.
Remarkable, yeah. Bob Davis, our guest DJ this morning, Radio Fantasy Camp.
Stream 96.9 VE.
This is Sacramento's classic rock. I'm your guest host, Bob Davis, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp. One of the greats, Neil Schon and Steve Perry, Journey, riffing, Wheel in the Sky. Great song, one of the great rock guitarists, Bay Area, kind of local area guys. I think this is one of the greatest complete songs before they really made it big. Wheel in the Sky started taking and getting grabbed when I was in high school, and then Escape went over the top, that album. But Wheel in the Sky, for me, just summarizes the great Journey.
I also heard Sunshine of Your Love before that with Cream.
Yeah, you know, I thought this is a great time. It's the early Clapton. I mean, what can you say? It's Eric Clapton from a guitar player. Eric Clapton says it all in that music.
Yeah. Bob Davis, our guest DJ this morning, Radio Fantasy Camp. Got to have some AC/DC in here.
Oh, yeah. Something, again, I keep reminiscing. For me, music's about reminiscing. Where were you? What were you doing? What were you thinking when you heard this song for the first time? So this album came out, you know, after Bon Scott died, and the talk was around all the rock and rollers. What are they going to do? Will they ever find somebody to replace the Bon Scott? And so I remember walking into Tower Records and seeing this Black album with AC/DC across it, and then putting it on my record player at the time, and I heard the bell toll. And for that moment, it was like the gates of hell opened and Angus said, "We're back." Well, that was U2's Where the Streets Have No Name, and probably one of the most emotionally compelling songs that I have in my playlist with you two in this song. When I'm down on my day or I need some hope of a greater future ahead, this is the song that just leads me out of the doldrums.
It's spiritual.
Oh, very much so. And if you haven't seen them do it live, and I've been fortunate enough to see them a couple times to do that, it's really amazing.
Moving. Bob Davis, our guest DJ today, Radio Fantasy Camp. And I know one of your hobbies is hiking, and you've hiked Mount Whitney?
Yeah, that's true. My wife, my family, we love hiking, as I mentioned earlier, hiking the Sierras. But I had the opportunity of hiking Mount Whitney and summiting twice. You go 11 miles up, wait for the sunrise to come up, and then come back down 11 miles, and all you're craving is a big beer and a juicy cheeseburger at the end of it. But twice, starting at night and then ending that afternoon. Really powerful, great views, and just amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, talk about something spiritual. And you had some flash lightning that you were, like, having to...
Oh, yeah, you're always kind of monitoring when clouds are coming in because they move in quick, and lightning, and after 10,000 feet, there's no cover. It's just rocks, you, and a dirt trail.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
So get it done.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Bob Davis, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp.
Probably one of the most complete songs, most memorable rock riffs in history. Carry On, Wayward Son by Kansas. Just a powerful, that whole album, and then their follow-up albums were just unbelievable.
Bob Davis, our guest DJ today, Radio Fantasy Camp. Got that work-in one from The Clash.
Oh, The Clash, boy. Talk about influencers. The Clash influenced U2, Green Day, many of the punk rock scene. And I was talking to my friend Chad Grimmenstein about the impact The Clash had on U2, and you can hear a lot of the early U2 referencing a lot of the riffs from The Clash, and just a powerful tune. Well, that was Van Halen's Unchained. I tell you, what can you say about Eddie Van Halen? Virtuoso. And it was so hard to pick a song, because you can go back to Van Halen 1 with Eruption and changed the way people play guitar. But I think this song, Unchained, really represented where Eddie Van Halen's talent was going.
Amazing. Bob Davis, our guest DJ today. I see on your resume, you've actually been in the Oval Office.
Yeah, I have. I've been blessed to visit the Oval Office a couple times and meet a couple presidents, primarily built around raising money for the nation's Christmas tree that lights up every year. And it was just a great honor attending Christmas parties, meeting the president and the first lady over three different administrations. So it was a really special time.
Adele.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Bob Davis, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp.
Well, as we all know, that was Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. And, you know, Pink Floyd is one of those bands that you pop in on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon when you're trying to gather your thoughts and listen to some great songwriting, great guitar playing. And, this's a shout-out to my friend Tim Wilson, who lives up in El Dorado. This is a song that we both just jam to all the time. It's awesome.
Love it. Bob Davis, our guest DJ today, Radio Fantasy Camp. Been a lot of fun having you in here, man.
Oh, it's been a blast. What an honor. It's been a life bucket list item to be in the studio and spin some tunes.
Oh, and just talking music in between these records. Oh, here. We could go on for days about it as a fellow guitar player.
Yep.
If you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online, eagle969.com. And one more for you, Bob, some SRV.
Oh, Stevie Ray Vaughan, probably my favorite all-time guitar player. And one of those that we lost just way too early. I never had an opportunity to see him live. But if you hear his guitar tuning, I think he tuned it down to F, and you wonder how he got that sound and his shuffle. And again, one of those artists that you could say, well, what about Voodoo Child, the Jimi Hendrix tune? I mean, yes, did he play it amazing? Yes, he did. But this next tune really encapsulates Stevie Ray Vaughan, that I think is, you know, as you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it is Stevie Ray Vaughan.
baby, I'm a little lover boy.